terms, you will get real information on what's going on. This website, geoengineeringwatch.org, has all kinds of information which shows geoengineering patents. It lists congressional documents that have been uncovered through Freedom of Information Act that shows that Congress has been authorizing research and practices of geoengineering for over 70 years.
We are out of time, and so I'll have to leave it at that, and I appreciate you bringing up the website, which I'll have to say, by way of vetting, I have not looked at yet. I'll have a look at it. Of course, I was earlier saying that this is a topic in which the powers that be like to throw in red herrings in order to embarrass people who are trying to find out the real truth. You've been listening to Press Watch on KBOO Portland, going out to you via KBOO.fm, via the big transmitter on the hill at 90.7 FM. And when we go out on the web, we're going out to all the ships at sea.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 10 o'clock. We have Air Cascadia coming up next, followed by Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein at 11 on Between the Covers, Anti-Capitalist, Feminist, and Anti-Racist Writing from poet Eunsung Kim and her book Gospel of Regicide. And at 11:30, a special presentation of Stage and Studio, an Oregon Treasures documentary on legendary Portland writer Ursula K. Le Guin, who passed away earlier this week. Stay tuned to KBOO all morning and all day. KBOO keeps you informed. You can get involved. Go to kboo.fm and click on Donate to become a member.
Did you know that KBOO podcasts all our news and talk shows?
You can find the podcast on KBOO's website, kboo.fm, on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher.
Just search for your favorite show and hit subscribe to get all the latest episodes downloaded to your favorite device.
Or search for KBOO on iTunes, Google Play to get all the KBOO podcasts.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Fix-It Fair on Saturday, January 27th, 9:30 a.m. at George Middle School in Portland. The Fix-It Fair helps you learn simple ways to save money and connect with resources. Join your neighbors and talk to the experts about how to spend less and stay healthy. There will be exhibits and hourly workshops on water and energy savings, food and nutrition, neighborhood and community resources, weatherizing your home, transportation, a repair cafe, and much more, with childcare and lunch provided. Again, that's the Fix-It Fair on Saturday, January 27th, 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at George Middle School, 10,000 North Burr Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, it's Thursday, January 25th, 2018. You're listening to KBOO Portland, Community, Sanctuary, Solidarity, and Camel Races. We're at 90.7 FM, KBOO.fm. Everywhere, the weather today around your Cascadia region. We've got showers today, obviously, and once again they keep teasing us with the prospect of thunderstorms. And today's high around 46 tonight. Again, showers very likely, and there it is, that elusive thunderstorm lurking out there somewhere in the dark. We've got a low around 37 for Friday. Again, it's going to remain in the same kind of a holding pattern for the next few days, where we're going to have rainy days mostly, showers overnight, daytime highs in the 40s. And temperatures dropping into the 30s overnight. It's been cold indeed in the outlying regions around Portland, that's for sure. Yes, we've got, we were actually sending Donald Trump to Davos, Switzerland, probably accompanied by a large sack of hamburgers, and no Melania. Melania elected to stay at home. Maybe it has a little bit of something to do with something stormy. Donald Trump also is being teased at the prospect of thunderstorms. Indeed, stormy weather for DT. But he is indeed off to Switzerland. It's still debatable how much Donald Trump's net worth actually is. Suffice it to say, it is substantial, and rivaled only by his degree of utter corruption and complete inability to sense the inherent morality or ethics of a deal. Money does smell. You can tell when money, if you are in the presence of dirty money. And Donald Trump indeed has been in the presence of dirty money, and so has his extended family. It's that is without question. There's there's absolutely no doubt about the Felix Sater's position in the world and his proximity to Donald Trump. Meanwhile, in Manhattan, brokers are rushing to scrub the Trump name from everything it can see in its vicinity. We have today, Laura Russo is joining us. Russo is a policy campaign media manager for the international humanitarian organization Oxfam America. The people brought you the little box since you went around and collected donations on Halloween. That's Oxfam, and Laura, and the Oxfam America, of course, is ground zero. It's right there at the center of everything when it comes to tracking the ebb and flow of money. And, of course, Oxfam will be a presence in Davos, as well, of course, the Illuminati, representing our own Federal Bureau of Investigations, if you believe some Republicans. It is fascinating. We do have the conspiracy theory. It doesn't even... What do you call a conspiracy theory? It is so patently... obviously ridiculous that it transcends the whole idea of what a lie is. We are just waiting for Laura to get back on the line. Oxfam just released a report on global inequality, and just a brief quote to set the stage for the coming conversation. 82% of the wealth generated last year went to the richest 1%. That's 82%. Globally, 82% of the wealth generated went to that 1% of the global population. 3.7 billion people, nearly 4 billion people, make up the poorest half of the world, saw no increase in their wealth. And indeed, a number of challenges to their ability to... maintain life and limb. So it's one thing to say that the poorest half of the world saw no increase in its wealth, but the conditions under which they live, the context where their portion of the wealth has to work, that those conditions have become increasingly ever more challenging. And that's something worth taking note of. People who find themselves, and one finds oneself in that sector of global wealth, it used to be within the realm of possibility. It could be imagined getting beyond that, leaving that particular context and finding another place for oneself in the world. That possibility is even more remote. In fact, it is almost beyond the imagination of people who are in that vast segment of the global population that has virtually no wealth whatsoever to work with, really. But the unrest, of course, the cost of the unrest, of the wars, of disease, famine, all of this, the cost of that to the 1% is that's barely a sniff. That's not a cold. That's just the sniffles. So far the 1% have been able to blissfully ignore the concerns of that portion of the population that generates their wealth. Those times are about to come, are coming to an end, obviously. Inequality in wealth among peoples of the world, that has never been sustainable for very long. It's almost as though the wealthiest 1% gathered in Davos are holding their collective breath, hoping they can spend as much as possible before the whole thing goes south. And again, still waiting. We'd like to get Laura on the line today, talk to someone who is in a position to bring a little bit more detail and force to the conversation. It's impossible, though, to, just as it's impossible to tear oneself away from observing a terrible car wreck, it's almost impossible to tear one's attention away from Donald Trump's very likely performance in Davos, haunted as he is by Robert Mueller, by Melania, by the Illuminati, and anything else that has come in contact with his severely limited intellectual capabilities, and has managed to stick there. In other words, just a few tidbits from Fox, which even Fox has to admit that there are other things going on in the world beyond that which it would like to draw the public's attention. Americans are so wildly, insanely out of step with the rest of the world as far as understanding, or at least the capability of observing what's actually going on. That, again, we do want to take a look at this report. The title of the report says a lot, this Oxfam work. It's a reward work, not wealth, revealing how the global economy enables wealthy elite. More, it's just like the gravitational field. A large planet has a massive gravitational field, and so does wealth. If you have someone who's insanely wealthy, that they don't have to lift a finger. In fact, they can't, because of the gravity of it. They merely have to sit there and exist amidst their wealth, and it tends to accumulate more wealth. That is, believe it or not, probably even Paul Krugman would agree on that. The report claims to outline the key factors driving up rewards for inherited wealth, shareholders, and corporate executives at the expense of workers' pay and conditions. Essentially, what that says is the less work you actually do, the more money you make. The more work you do, the less money you make. That's the nut of it. We've got back at home in the United States, keeping people entertained if they don't understand some of the finer points of the discussions taking place in Davos. The Pennsylvania representative, Charlie Dent, told fellow Republican members of Congress that they should cease and desist with their conspiracy theories about the FBI and a secret society. And then, of course, long discourse on what the what mainstream media morning talk shows had to say about that. Of course, in the world of Twitter, even the worst of the worst mainstream media doesn't hold a candle to what Twitter can do with a small tidbit of bogus conspiracy theory lies and whatever rumor is scraped from the very bottom of the barrel. So, moving along, wondering about wealth, where it is in this country, and who's in charge of it. As it turns out, it's Jerome Powell, who's differs only from his predecessor in that he resembles Jed Clampett of the Beverly Hillbillies fame. He's our new chairman of the Federal Reserve. And the only reason that we needed Jerome was because Trump has eliminated Janet Yellen, whose policies are virtually identical. Once she's gone, then we've pretty much scrubbed Wall Street of all traces of Barack Obama, who, incidentally, whatever claims that Donald Trump is making,